If you are a veteran churchgoer, you would have discovered that pastors prescribe reading the Bible as a cure for every problem that plagues modern-day Christians. Maybe your business is losing money, or maybe your family is falling apart. Perhaps you are struggling with depression. It always seems that the pastor's solution to everything is to read the Bible. So there must have been plenty of verses in the Bible telling us to read the Word of God, right? No, there are not. True discipleship requires more than just reading the Word of God. God wants us to meditate, teach, and obey His Word. When we do all these things, we will see how transformational God's Word can be in our lives. This is what the psalmist is trying to teach us. Do you want to be successful in following God? Do you want to keep your faith even though you are surrounded by unbelieving, unfaithful people? Then meditate on God's Word day and night. Remember it. Think about it. Wrestle with its truth and implications. If you do this, then you will prosper. You will be as strong as a tree, while these mockers, unbelievers, will go away like dust in the wind. Now, there are two powerful ways for us to go beyond mere reading and start meditating on God's Word. The first one is to practice memorizing Bible verses. Keep repeating the same verse in your head until it's imprinted in your mind, waiting to bless you when God's truth and wisdom when you need it the most. The second way is practicing SOAP: scripture, observation, application, and prayer. Don't just read scriptures. Observe. Ask questions. Why did Jesus do that? Whom did Paul talk to? But most importantly, how can I apply this observation to my life? What do I need to plan to live out this truth in my life? Write it down and then pray to ask God to bless your plan. God's Word changes lives. That's the truth. But if you want the Holy Spirit to transform your life through His Word, you must do more than just reading. Start meditating on the Holy Scriptures. Memorize verses. Do so, and you will find that your faith will be as strong as a tree planted next to a flowing river. Peace.